Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Those are Ukrainians singing in English. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Kyiv. Tell us about this, Joe.
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from a sweltering day in Kyiv. And I thought for many reasons we needed an upbeat song this Monday in a very challenging and crazy time. And this is a Ukrainian band called Kings and Beggars from Lviv. And they made this song especially for us, for our Ukrainian Freedom News project. And it's their style is based on medieval Ukrainian and Irish melodies. And this is a that sea shanty that became so famous during the pandemic, the song The Weatherman. This is their version of it. And it's telling the story. We set it to illustrations and animation, the stories of what Ukraine has achieved in the Black Sea. And so every time there's a great success in the Black Sea, we like to share this song. And it's a good way to sort of, you know, realize that even in the difficult times, there are little victories happening. And in fact, last night in the Crimean Peninsula, which juts out into the Black Sea, Ukrainian drones attacked a major Russian electronic reconnaissance unit, which is, further making Ukraine safer by such actions. And then today we have the news. It seems that the last last Russian patrol ship in the Black Sea fleet is leaving its base in Crimea. The Russians have been over the past year have been moving their Black Sea fleet away from the Crimean Peninsula and to a port on the coast of mainland Russia. And so right now at the moment there are no Russian ships really in the Black Sea. They've moved to the Sea of Azov, which is a smaller sea, sort of separate to the east of the Black Sea. And this is a huge thing because, as we've talked about, Ukraine does not have a navy, and they've been able to use drones and also the Storm Shadow missiles from France and the UK to make it very dangerous for any Russian ship to be in the Black Sea, to be near the Crimean Peninsula. So I thought it was good to share this sea shanty by the band Kings and Beggars. And by the way, two of the guys in that band are fighting at the front line. They're able to record this during a break for us. And if you go to my Twitter or x.com/JP Lindsley, and probably also at WGNradio.com, you can see the animation. We have a Ukrainian artist who goes by the name Nevan Made, and he made it's a very cool animation depicting what Ukraine has done in the Black Sea.
Yeah, we'll definitely post a link to that video at WGNradio.com. Joe, what are people there saying about what happened in Pennsylvania on Saturday?
I mean, it's obviously a shock and a blow to everyone. And I think one thing I've noticed is that, I mean, Ukrainians, obviously, you know, people feel terrible about it. And, you know, the focus of so many Ukrainians is, you know, just to be able to win. And so how do you persuade American politicians, whoever's going to be in charge, to stand with Ukraine? And Ukrainians really hold out hope for that. But it's interesting, with the Americans who are here, you really see the difference in discourse. The Americans here in Ukraine, it's very difficult to talk with them about what happened because everyone's on their own side. You really see the poison of partisanship. And so it's when you can talk with Ukrainians in sort of a more strategic and reflective way about what happened with the assassination attempt upon former President Trump. But I see when I talk with the Americans there, I see it's very heated conversations, whereas in the Ukrainians, it's more calmer, very sad. And I'll say there was a group maybe about a month ago of people very close to Trump who came to Odessa. There was a security conference in the city of Odessa on the sea, and this secret delegation of people close to Trump came to Ukraine. And some of these people have been sort of, you know, spewing some falsehoods about Ukraine, but they came here, and according to people I know who were there and who were part of that program, the people close to Trump who came to Odessa, they were moved. They saw a lovely society. They saw people, you know, standing for freedom, everything that they say they believe. And I think it really, from what I hear, that really transformed them. And so Ukrainians are hoping, you know, no matter who's president, that they can, you know, that there can be good, there can be people who believe in this project somewhere close to that president. And so I think that's sort of the mood here. But it's, you know, I think when you see violence like that, I mean, what, as people here point out, President Zelensky has also been the subject of assassination attempts, sometimes with ballistic missiles. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's on the same kind of spectrum. And I should also note that, you know, it's, I don't know how, if it's so, it's probably very hot in Chicago too. It's about 100 degrees here today. It has been for the past several days. And the electricity situation is absolutely terrible. People, you know, in Kyiv, most people live in high-rise buildings. And, you know, you have to climb 20 floors to 10, 15, 20 floors. And it's very common conversation, you know, people saying they're about to go out and get some food or go to the shop. And you have to think, do I want to risk it and have to climb up 20 steps only to enter an apartment where there's probably no running water most of the day and no electricity. Mm. And so, and everywhere you go in the city, I mean, you know, it's almost like this feeling in an old Western or a zombie apocalypse film, you know, because it's heavy and humid and hot. And everywhere you go, you hear this steady hum of generators to keep the shops and businesses open. And there is, I mean, people smile and they're still trying, you know, keeping going. But I'll say there's a real heaviness right now. Obviously, the heat contributes to it. But knowing that, what you really see on days like this, with so many people without electricity or running water most of the day, how much Russia wants all of these people to suffer and to die. I mean, you really, you know, that, we've known that all along. But in days like this, you feel it, that they want everyone in this country who refuses to submit to be punished. Hmm. And that's, you really feel that on this extremely hot and difficult day. And then, you know, it's been a week since Kyiv was attacked, that horrible attack last Monday on the children's hospital and on infrastructure. And anytime we have a week with no attacks, you're ready. You're waiting for the next one. And so it's a heavy time, is the best I can say.
Yeah. So, Joseph, even though there are generators there, elevators aren't working, and there's little or no air conditioning, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, generators are, you know, they'll have them in the shops, but, you know, most people don't have, you can't have it in your flat, you know, 20 stories up. And, yeah. I mean, so you have power banks and people can still do their work and you just put up with the sweat. But it's, and it's only getting worse too. And it's hard to say what's worse, is winter or summer here. But on a more upbeat note, also, if you go to X, if you click on my top post, I have the music video, the song we just played. And then we also took that famous scene from Rick's Cafe in Casablanca. And my team adapted that to the situation here with the cameo by Zelensky. So if you want some positive thing, check that out at JP Lindsley on X.
All right, we'll get that at WGNradio.com too, where we have all your links. By the way, your line is a good one to think about, the poison of partisanship. Very timely. Joseph Lindsley in Kyiv today. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.